Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show today. And don't forget, we're on tomorrow night, too, at 6 p.m. We're here to answer your questions with career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, or maybe you're thinking of moving, relocating. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Now, we do daily psychic readings. I know it's the beginning of the year. On the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. What else? Website. Oh, and if you're not ready to do a scheduled reading, at least go to the website and subscribe or donate. Keep the service going. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website or Facebook page. I've got information for you guys, too. The Facebook page has now changed to the Essence of Success Radio Network. The Essence of Success Radio Network. Before, the old page was the Essence of Success Network. So if you go now, just remember Radio Network. And as I said, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. Now, don't forget to push 1 so you can get into the queue and you don't get bucked down to the bottom or something, you know. Okay, belated happy Merry Christmas and belated Happy New Year's to everybody, of course. We were off for 2 weeks vacation, which was definitely due. So I hope that everybody had a good Christmas, a safe Christmas, and your family and friends are okay. And I definitely hope that you had a good New Year when he came in. I hope that you were either with your family or with friends and enjoyed a wonderful, wonderful time. Okay, some announcements. First, I don't have any birthdays. Nina will probably come on a little bit later into the show. She's, I think they've got a couple there showing the house right now, so she'll probably join us later. So if the chat room isn't open, don't give up. Just call in on the line, and, you know, Nina will announce when she's here. Okay, also on the website this year, we're doing a newsletter. It kind of started in December, but for sure January is the first month. In the newsletter, we'll talk about, you know, the horoscopes, what's going on, about the moons, if there's information we need to pass on. We'll have a commentary in there, you know, maybe what's going on in the world or either what's going on metaphysically, spiritually, you know, around in the world. But we'll definitely have some good articles and things for you to read and keep up on. Also this year we're gonna go back. We will do it eventually. Every ninth caller gets a free call. And we're also going to have contests. Yes, really neat things going on. And let's see. Oh, happy birthday to all the Capricorns. Happy birthday, Capricorn people, male and female, and children, as well as adults, of course. Hope you're the alpha and omega in the zodiac. You're the ending of the year and the beginning of the year. So it's the alpha and omega. Now, the theme that I received for this year, for 2019, is a year of magic, miracles, and achievements. And I will have that in the newsletter as well. But me spiritually, for 2019, is a year of magic. Miracles will happen, and also achievements will be done in the best way possible. So that's for, you know, I have you look forward to that. Let me see, is there any other announcements? Well, just hopefully Nina's house gets sold today. The people that are coming to look at it, I hope that works out good for them. Okay, we'll do a couple of quick prayers, and then we'll begin. Again, Happy New Year, everybody, and thank you for joining us from around the world, in the nation, our kissing cousins in Canada. We love you all, and thank you for being here. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our will be done. Okay, and this is the financial prayer, because since we're coming out from the holidays and New Year's, probably all could use a little extra money, huh? Make it happen here and now in this timeline, density, dimension, and multiverse. Something great is about to happen to us. The vibrations and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher selves give us financial abundance in cash, financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for. Manifest a sign, please, within 24 hours, cause and effect. We deserve all of this and more. Energies, vibrations, timelines, dimensions, and multiverses are all opening everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. Our will be done. Okay, and let me just welcome in 414-314-773-310-412-630. Welcome to the show, everybody. All right. Excuse me. Well, Nina hasn't joined us yet, but I'm going to go ahead and start, so let's get this party going. All right, area code 414, you're first up and the first caller for the new year. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Felicia, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Felicia, and thank you for joining the show, and thank you for being our first caller for the year.
Okay, you're welcome. I had a question. I know everything is going well. I know I'm going to get this promotion as assistant director for housing and homeless, but there shouldn't be a but. I just want to know how long down the line, because I'm looking to purchase a home. I'm trying to find one and making sure that I have down payment. How soon would all this fall together with me?
9 to 11 months. I got that while you were talking. You will purchase this year. You will purchase this year, but 9 to 11 months. So once you hit 9 months is what, September? 11 months would be November. So I would say you'd start in August, looking at the property, whatever that you're thinking about purchasing. And by September, the paperwork should go through. And if not, by November, definitely. And you will be in your home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I'm looking
now. You know,
now.
You got a little time, juggle things around,
okay.
Kind of get it together, you know, and look, because it takes time, you know, what you want to buy and spend and so forth. So, yeah, but right away I got 9 to 11 months. So I would say starting September, the autumn, you should be moving in because you're going to start in August to get the paperwork and everything going. So, yep, you'll be in your house before December.
Ah, good.
You'll be able to say,
yes.
I own this.
Yes. That's all I'm looking forward to. Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on your job, too. I felt that as well.
Yes,
so congratulations. God bless you.
Okay, thanks.
Huh?
I was going to say, I haven't got it yet, but I just
you are
good about it.
You are.
Okay.
I'll just let
Thank
you know.
You.
You are. All right. Again, congratulations, and I wish you the very best. And thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a beautiful week. All right. Next caller is area code 314. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I was wondering, I have a kind of a messed up background. I've recently, within the past year and a half, I'm a recovered addict. Due to my past, I'm having a hard time finding a place for me and my children to live. Like, we're living with my mom right now. And I am on probation with a couple felonies, which until I'm off probation, those aren't going to go away. I'm trying my hardest to find every avenue to find us a home of our own, and I'm feeling extremely hopeless about the situation.
Okay. Lisa, have you checked any of your, because I see something coming down the road for you. Have you checked any of the, I see state and county, but it's like they would help you. You know what I'm saying? There's programs. There we go. That's what I want to say. The state or county programs that will assist you. Because you're looking for a job, right? You want to get to work and, you know, make money.
No, I've had my job for well over a year now, but I just, no one will rent to me because of my having a felony on my background right now.
Okay, and I understand that. Would your mother sign for you so that you'd be able to get an apartment? Would she do that for you?
I don't know. Maybe. But that would put everything in someone else's name. Like, that would put it, someone would have to have a lot of faith in me to be able to do that, you know?
Well, what I'm saying is if your mom's siding for you, and within 90 days, you've proven yourself, you've taken care of business, whatever, then at that point, then maybe you can get it changed out of your mom, or at least or add your name as, you know, a renter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. You just need to, you know, prove a point that people trust you again. And I understand that. And by the way, congratulations on where you are at right now. So let me tell you that, too. God bless you for that. But, yeah, you're going to need somebody. It is going to be hard. I know that. So you'll need somebody to, as they say, co-sign. But I just want you to explain it to them. This isn't like I need this for a whole year. I just need you to do this temporarily that I can prove myself and then, you know, take your name off or at least be able to add my name to it where I will be accountable for whatever, right?
Right. Right.
How does that sound to you? I see 90 days, so that's why I'm telling you this. I don't see somebody all the time. It's like you prove yourself and things do get better, but I'm getting 90 days. So whoever you know, your mom or if you have siblings, if they would just believe in you for 90 days and you prove them, prove them that you can do this, you'll be out of there.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and check on, listen, I don't know why I'm getting duplex. I know you're saying a home, but I see a three-bedroom duplex. Yeah, it's like maybe 5 or 6 miles from where you're at right now. So I don't know, maybe something you want to check in the paper and see. But, yeah, I see there's a possibility there. Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Lisa, and have a beautiful week. Thanks for calling. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Next call, area code 773. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is Annie. How are you?
Hi, Annie. I am doing terrific. And yourself?
Great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Annie.
Well, I am just curious. I am kind of bored and feeling stuck, and I'm wondering if you see any new fun things happening or even unfun things, just anything.
No, we don't want unfun. We want fun things.
We do.
Are you in a relationship right now or no?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm seeing a lot of green. Are you into, like, flowers or gardening, stuff like that?
I love gardening, yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing all this green, but it's related to growth, which, you know.
Oh, good.
Garden, flowers, okay.
Any new house? How's my job?
What happened? I'm sorry.
Is it in a new house? How's my job?
Oh, okay. I can only do one. So you said
okay.
Stuck. What do you mean, like stuck spiritually, or what you want to do, or which is most important
to
you?
Yeah, what I want to do. Okay.
With what you want to do,
okay,
other than your job.
Let's do, am I going to move soon? New house.
Okay, okay. That's what you want to know?
Or
okay,
should I stay
are
here?
You going...
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay, are you going to move soon? Okay. All right. Let me ask the angels.
Thanks.
The angels are telling me you would have the right side, the back of your body. Okay, put your hand on your right shoulder from there down to right where your breast would be on the front.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me that there's, I don't know, like a pinched nerve or something might happen that
okay.
delays you from moving because of that.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
it's not like an accident. I don't know if you twisted wrong or whatever, but it's painful. But I'm feeling it from my right shoulder down to, like I said, if you were in the... From the front, but the back, where your breast would stop, you know.
Okay.
Right in
yeah.
there. Okay, go ahead. Oh, I thought you were saying something. I'm sorry.
No. I was like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've got it on my. I thought it was on my left side, but yeah, it's definitely true.
Okay. Well, that I see delaying you moving, only just the physical aspect, you know, like as
okay.
far as packing and blah blah
oh,
blah
I
blah
gotcha.
Blah.
I gotcha.
Okay, that part delayed. No, as far as you move, no, the angels are saying, yes, move. You know, world's your oyster. There's no problem. But they just want you to know, like, if you had planned to move and be in by February 1st, it may not be because, you know, like I said, your body, just packing up and
yeah.
doing things. Okay, so, yeah, you can be out of there and be somewhere else by February 1st. That's up to you.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
yep, it's up to you what you want to do. But, yeah, the angel said you can move whenever. There's no problem there.
Okay, and I should
you know,
just start looking for a
house.
That's
it.
Okay.
A house. Were you looking at a two-story white home? I'm seeing a white house
point,
and
it's
two
sold.
Stories.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said it sold, but, yeah, I was looking at that
oh,
at one point.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the validation because that's what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Again, I'm seeing now I'm seeing a one level, kind of like the other lady when I told her I saw the duplex. But for you,
uh-huh.
it's not a duplex. It's a rambler. It's just one level. You know what a rambler
okay.
home is?
No, what is that?
Okay, a rambler is one level, and you got
mm-hmm.
your garage. One or two cars, whatever, garage to the left, and then
mm-hmm.
the right is your front door. But everything is on one level. Your bedroom, rec room, family room, it's all on one level. Yep.
That now, would
I
be
see
perfect.
That for you, a rambler. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And it's west.
I appreciate you.
The angels are telling me to let you know this home is west. I don't know what area you're looking in, but this rambler
uh-huh.
home is west. So... You know your community and your city, you know.
Okay. Oh, thank you, because
yeah.
I think I know there's one that's coming up on the market that I was looking at, and it's actually one story. Another validation.
Oh, wonderful.
Who knows? But, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks for the validation. All right. Well, let me know, Annie. Call me back, girl. Give me the 411.
You got it.
You get it.
You got it. And,
okay.
And hopefully you have a lovely night.
Yes, you do too. Well, you have a beautiful week, young lady, and thank you for calling. God bless you.
Thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, next call is area code 310. 310, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Yes, Happy New Year, Lennis. This is Susan.
Happy New Year, Susan. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Okay. That okay
so
sounded
I'm
a little reluctant.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. I'm tired, sorry. I'm just curious if you see this being the year for me to make a romantic connection.
Oh, I sure hope so. Let me check on that. Ooh, March and April. April is telling me you are going to be super fertile, so I'm going to tell you right away, please be careful.
Oh,
I don't
well,
know
that
why,
would
but
be
this
kind
saying,
of difficult.
April,
I went through menopause.
Okay, well, maybe April is your hot month.
That works for me.
That's your hot month. They showed me March, but as March faded away, April was on fire. So that's what I was saying. I didn't know. So, hey, that's good you went through menopause, because otherwise if you didn't, you'd be probably like, I'm 50 and having a baby. What?
Whoa.
Well, you know what's happened. I mean, a lot of women – look, last year, we're in their 50s, 50, 51, 52, having children for the first time. So, you know, things, our lives are changing. The earth is changing, and I guess also us human beings as well. But anyway, okay, so we got April as your fertile month. That means a hot month. You're going to be making love to somebody. Let's see. Yep, because they're showing me by June you're in a long-term relationship.
Oh, wow.
Long-term relationship. That's what, May or June? What are you telling me? Tell me again, angels. By June. Okay, write this down. June, a LTR. All right, Susan.
All right.
Yeah. Right now, oh, God, this is funny. I'm going to tell you what they said. Right now, you're probably dealing with bumbling idiots. Don't worry about it. They're just saying she's dealing with bumbling idiots. So I guess,
Lord.
I said, they showed the March as it ends. So I guess in March you do meet somebody, but it says March is going out. You know, like I said,
okay.
By April, you're on fire. The relationship is, but you definitely are. So, yeah, you definitely are. But whoever this guy is, they're not showing me right now. It's a long-term relationship. So your prayers
Wow.
get answered. I said this is
Yay.
A year of magic, miracles, and achievements. So that's your magic. That's not a miracle. That's your magic. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got to call and let me know, or at least call back and check with us so we can look this guy up and find out who he is. You know,
okay.
Just curious,
that sounds great.
Being nosy.
Yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Susan, and you have a wonderful week. And remember now, so once March comes in, young lady, put on those women feelers. Put that antenna up.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I will tell you this. It is a businessman coming. The guy that's
coming
in your life, he's a businessman. Yeah, yep.
Awesome.
All right, young lady.
Thank you.
Well, have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling,
you
Susan.
You too. Many
okay.
blessings.
Bye-bye. You be blessed too, young lady. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And if you are trying to get in the chat room, Nina hasn't come on yet, and I didn't set it up, so just call in, and I'll answer your questions, okay? Just be sure and push 1. All right. And the phone number, 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you. Okay. Next caller. Area code 412, you're on the air with Linus.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Happy Who's this?
This
Happy
is
New
Jessica.
Year's to you, too. I'm sorry?
Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. I said Happy New Year. So I wanted to find out So I have to move. It's not an option. So I'm planning on moving in 2 weeks. But my funds are very short, and I've been looking for a job. But there's no way I'm going to get a job or anything in the meantime. So I wanted to find out. I was thinking of asking a cousin for money, and I was wondering if he saw if it'd be receptive to me giving the money and if the job would be happening shortly.
Okay, and what's your name, please?
Jessica.
Oh, Jessica, okay. Yeah, your cousin will give you the money with a stipulation. I think they might have you sign a document saying that you will pay it back at a certain time. But I do see that they would release the money to you.
Okay. And and the job, there's a job that I'm would like that's, you know, in the forefront of my mind. Do you see that particular job coming through or something else?
Well, that's the second question. You would need to call back in, Jessica. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. I know.
No. What did you say? You're not able to call back in?
No, I'm not able.
Okay, go ahead. What is it? What was the question?
I just wanted to know, there's a job that I have my thought on. I wanted to see if that's going to come through in the near future, especially since I do have to move.
Okay, so you've already applied for this position? Is
that
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, a job is going to come through, but I see a pay change. I see the pay a little bit lower than what, like if they told you they were going to pay you $18 or $15 an hour, it's more like $12 or
$13. Okay.
So just to let you know, but yeah. So the job will come through if you're satisfied with the salary that you're going to make, you'll be all right.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, Jessica. Well, thank you
thank
for calling.
You.
I'm wishing you
have
the very best,
night.
Young lady.
You
too, ma'am.
Too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful week. Okay, next caller is area code 610. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you today, young lady?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, what can I answer for, and Happy New Year's to you too, Linda. What can I answer for you?
Well, I have a brother. This is a kind of important issue. I have a brother, and I was wondering what you pick up from about him. You know, his name is Thomas. Anything, and I'm also prompted to give, you know, a lotus flower and a snow with orange shining peach blossom to you. I was wondering whether it helped with the question or show you anything else, but yeah, anything you pick up about my brother.
Okay, so what you're asking me is to find out about your brother Thomas, as in to what effect? What's he doing?
Anything,
where he going?
You know, like
does
what kind of person, like what's inside his heart or anything maybe about possible college or anything, you know, how he's feeling. What's going to come in his future, like something like that, anything.
Okay, it's kind of hard to do a generic. I usually like to focus when I go to the angels and the guides on something to get one answer. But we'll ask and see what Thomas is doing. My God, why does he feel like a has-been? Jesus Christ.
He's a has-been?
He feels that way, that he is a has-been. I feel like he must have did something popular, active, or it stood out. I think he was really good at it, but not anymore. But, yeah, he's it's a little bit of a depression, but he just feels like he's a has-been. Like if he was playing in a band with, I don't know, whatever, who's ever popular, Nirvana or whatever, and he's playing in a band, it was like at a peak. He was really at the top of his game. Well, he's not now. Now he feels like it has been, I think, because the public or whatever he was doing is not as drawing anymore as it used to be.
Okay.
So I'm just using music as an example. I'm not saying music.
Right.
He could be in computers or real estate, whatever, but he was at one point on top of the world.
Wow.
Let's see. Now I'm seeing your brother stung by bees. What the hell is that? I see bees around him.
Okay, so
God,
like
I've
when he becomes a senior, he's going to get stung by bees?
No, being stung by bees are to me is people giving you bad information, almost like your peer group and you know they're not telling you the truth.
Oh.
You know, when a bee stings you, it hurts just for a minute, right? And then you take care of it unless you have an allergy to it and you have to get an EpiPen. But usually, you know, you put a little soda on and you keep going. Well, to me, I'm seeing these bees on him is like people are giving him information that's incorrect.
Ah.
You know, so the sting is like if you listen to it, it's going to follow back on you and it's not going to be good. So,
okay.
In that perspective, yeah. You
so
know,
are you Miss Nina or are you
ahead.
The, what's her name?
Well, I'm Linus.
Okay, Linus, thanks so much.
Yeah, I'm Linus. Oh, I'm not done. I'm still looking at your brother because they're just showing me that, the peer pressure. How old is your brother?
He's born 2003. He's 15.
He's 15?
Yeah,
well, okay. So when he was at the top of his game, he was like number one popular boy. Everything was going on. He was just, whoa. Like I said, he was at the top of his game, but now I guess he's losing popularity or he feel like he doesn't have it like he used to.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been a young man. He's going through his stuff. But I will say this. I see him to be a leader, but he might be a follower sometime. But he can be a leader. He has a strong, strong constitution.
Oh,
so
wow.
So he could be a leader. Yes.
Wow.
He can. He just kind of gives in. I see there's a female that kind of makes him feel less than sometime. Do you do that to your brother?
I try to act friendly towards him, which he doesn't like sometimes. I don't know why.
Okay, because I get the feeling, and okay, thank you, angels. The angels are telling me there's a female in his life that makes him feel less than when he's more than that. But
okay.
He takes it to heart. It's almost like he wears his heart on the sleeve. He soaks it in like a sponge.
Uh-huh.
So just to let you know, he is emotional. He takes stuff in whether he shows it or not. He takes stuff in the heart. So,
ah.
Yeah. But he's okay. He's a young man finding his way in life, and that's all right. We have ups and downs, especially teenagers. I don't think it starts
good.
Balancing out till you hit 30.
So does my two flowers help you with anything?
Would flowers help me or help him?
I gave you two images, you know, one about the lotus flower and one is the peach with the shining golden shining glitters and orange shining shine glitters and glows and snow around it.
Oh. No. I'm sorry, I didn't pick up anything, but thank you for sending that. It can be a healing manner. So yeah, thanks for sending the lotus flower. No, I didn't pick anything up on that. But thank you. I think I'm starting to feel it now. I'm getting a twinge on my left side of my head. I think I am now. Yeah. Yeah. But your brother will be fine. Thank you for being a sister this concerned about your sibling. That's
beautiful. Thank you so much. You're so much help, and you're so kind, you know. I hope you have a great time and good luck, you know, good health and good wishes and blessings to you and your loved ones. You know, I'm so thankful for you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You're a beautiful spirit as well. So thank you for calling. And look, call anytime. You don't have to make
Thanks.
This your first and last call.
Okay.
It don't always have to be about little brother. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful week, Linda. And again, thanks for calling, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, you are listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, I also want to tell you guys the new moon started yesterday, so we're in the new moon, and you know when the new moon is up, get those intentions in there. What would you like to see accomplished for the month of January? Whether it's a reduction in a bill or a raise or maybe an employee that got on your nerve is not going to be there no more this month. They'll be gone. But anyway, put those intentions out there. So hopefully within 9 days it takes, you know, takes hold and something comes out of it pretty good. Now the full moon is the 20th of January, and that is the blood, it's called the super blood moon. And we have three of those this year. But the first one is on the 20th, which is the third Sunday of January. So I'll give more information. I'll probably put a little article in the newsletter about the blood moon so people will understand. And don't forget to subscribe. I mean, just go in there to the website, scroll down to the bottom of the main page, and subscribe so you can get our newsletters every month and find out what do we have going on, or contests or free readings, you know, whatever, and what's going on in the world, if it's affecting us or not. So, yes. Okay. Well, right now the board is open. You are more than welcome to call in. I tell you, all the lines are open right now. 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Me and Miss Nina are back. Of course, you know I'm going to be here, and she is just, like I said, in the process of selling her home. But we'll be here every Sunday at 3 o'clock to 4:30, you know, if the people are here that are on the phone. And then Monday nights we're on 6 p.m. to 7. Now, that's Pacific time. So if you're on the East Coast, it'll be 9 p.m. or Central, what, 8 and Mountain 7, something like that, I think. So, but anyway, 6 o'clock Pacific time for 1 hour on Monday night. And then Wednesday, we've got a special guest, y'all. We've got a representative from Spirit. I think this is going to be really interesting. I want to tell y'all a little bit about this because I want you to call in and check it out. This is on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And let's see. Let's get this up. Okay. Yep. It's called, there we go. Oh, clicked too much. The name of the company is S-P-I-R-I-T, Spirit. Is Supernatural Paranormal Investigations Research in Texas. This team consists of Daria Clark, Sarah Toronto, and Stephanie Brady, who I will be interviewing. Collectively, they have 11 years of experience in researching and investigating the paranormal. We are compassionate, caring, and most of all respectful of people and spirits of God. We believe spirits have free will like we do. We also believe they retain the personalities and emotions they had in this life. This is something we always try to remember when we investigate, that we are dealing with souls deserving of some decency and kindness we believe we deserve from others. By using knowledge gleaned from the true scientists of the industry, we are trained and skilled with the mythology of research of the paranormal. So Stephanie Brady will be on at 6 o'clock Wednesday night on our show in the studio. So be sure, you guys, call in, and if you want to ask her questions, because, of course, it'll be a Q&A session, right? But also she'll be talking, of course, you know, about different examples or what they've experienced so far in the company. So I think it's just a real treat that Stephanie's going to be with us, and that will be Wednesday night in the studio at 6 p.m., same phone number, 646-727-2914. Okay, so you guys call in because we, Nina and I are curious too, and we'll find out what's going on there. All right, well, we've got a caller, so let's go to caller 267. 267, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Donna. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Donna. You're most welcome. Happy New Year, and how are you?
Happy New Year. I'm doing okay. You know, I'm working, just doing my thing. I just wanted to ask you, do you see an ex-boyfriend relationship coming back to me?
Okay, what's his name, Donna? Just the first name, that's all.
Arjun.
Arjun?
E-R-G-I-N.
Oh, Arjun. Is it Arjun? That's not what you said.
Arjun.
Oh, okay. E-R. Okay, that sounds better. Okay, Arjun. Okay.
Is he staying with me or staying with his girlfriend he's with now? Coming back to me.
God, I'm going to be truthful because, you know, I don't lie to you guys and the angels don't lie. It says that he kind of slid into this relationship. Not yours, with this other woman, like he slid in there, almost sneaky. He slid in there with her. She's serving a purpose for him. And I believe it's financial because it's not sexual. It's not about sex. She's got contacts and I think money, too, to help him and whatever it is he's trying to do. Yeah, so in a way I feel like he kind of used her and then he didn't, but he slid his way into her life. I think it's contacts. I really have a strong feeling what the angels are telling me now is contacts. She knows people that will help him further his career.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't see him coming back. I'm being honest with you, Donna. He's got an agenda right now with this woman and with himself. Not only with the woman, but with himself. But it's more like I would say networking, but in a way it's not networking because you don't need to use people to network, right? You know, you just ask them if they know certain people or whatever. But he slid into this woman's life for a purpose, an agenda, a reason. So, sex doesn't, no way. That's so far removed. She knows people that can help him. So that's where he is. So, yeah, he's going to stay over there until he gets what he wants, or he hopes he can, gets what he wants.
Does he want her?
He wants the information that she has, yeah. And that perspective, and her contacts and networking, yes, he does. That's what I said. It's not about sex. This doesn't have anything to do with sex. This man has got a purpose. He's on a mission. He's trying to accomplish something in his life. And she knows people that help him get there, where he's trying to go.
Oh, okay, because last I heard, they were not getting along at all. I don't know what that was about, but So do you still have any feelings for me?
No, I'm not picking that up. Sorry, no, I'm not picking that up. If they're having arguments, maybe it's because maybe the woman done got wise to what he's doing, you know, with her as far as a relationship. You know, it's not like you want this relationship for us. You just want it for the people that I know or who I know. So,
So he's pretending a relationship, and yeah, that's what I mean. They're like in a relationship that he's like, it's all about what he can get from her.
Right. And it doesn't have nothing to do with sex. Right. He's on a mission. This guy is trying to go somewhere. He really is. He wants to accomplish some things. And like I said, this year is a year of magic, miracles, and achievements. And so he's kind of on a roll. I don't care if they're not getting along together, but he's on a roll. He wants to get somewhere. And
okay,
so he knows he needs to know certain people to do that. Mm-hmm.
So it's a positive thing for him, maybe, or?
Well, it's a positive for whoever that she knows that can help him in that perspective. But, you know, she might have caught on and realized that he was using her. And I'm saying that real lightly, but she might have caught on. So, but is he thinking about you? No, I'm not getting anything off his essence for you. I'm not feeling anything like that. I'm just feeling like he's on this ladder. He's trying to move up in his life. He wants better for his life. So.
Yeah. Okay,
sorry,
then,
Donna.
Thank you.
But I'm honest.
It's okay.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you.
It's okay. Huh? Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Have a beautiful week, and thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. All right, next caller, area code 727. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Tay. This is Tay.
This is who?
Tay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
No.
Hello? Can you hear? I'm sorry. You can hear me now?
Now I can, babe. Okay, now what's
okay.
Your first name?
It's Tay. T-A-E.
Oh, okay. Well, good afternoon, Miss Tay. How you doing, young lady?
Good. I don't have a specific question. I just, could you tell me something that I should know that's coming up or?
You know what? Right away, the angels told me to tell you stop wearing your heart on your sleeve. You're
right.
Better than that. You got purpose.
That's right.
You're spiritual. You're blessed by God. You came here on a mission. Wow, they're coming through. Let me talk to you. You came here on a mission to help people, but not to be used by people. But you have a gift that when you show love or try and make people comfortable, they can feel that in your essence, that you're very
mm-hmm.
sincere. It's not being phony or put on. It's like, I really do care, and I will be praying for you. You mean that. You really mean that from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You went through some strides when you, as a teenager and also in your early 20s, you went through some strides, but it's okay. You were building, okay, the angels were helping, it's coming through. The angels were helping you build up your strength and your courage for who you are and who you're going to be.
And I am. I've done that. I've closed a lot of doors.
Okay, men are going to come in and out your life, but the one man, you'll know because you will stop in your tracks. You won't look left. You won't look right. You won't look behind you. You'll look dead in front of you. Focus on that man. But you'll know. The angels will let you know when this man comes. By the way, there's a white angel. She's a little heavy woman, but she's tall. She's right by you. She's 6 feet tall. And I don't know why, but for some reason right now, she's got her wings out while she's standing by you. Now, that's something I don't see. Usually I'll see the angels or the guys, but I don't see the wings. She has got her wings all the way out behind you.
Well, actually,
it's amazing.
I've been coming in to so many good things. It's been like a road of clearing. And I've been seeing people for what they really is, and I have closed doors to a lot of stuff. And ever since I've done that, I've been having a trail of like clear blue water in front of me, and it's crazy.
Yes. Yes. Well, because you're coming into that time now. How old are you? Are you 40 yet, or you're in your 30s?
Yeah, I am 44. I'll be 45 March 3rd.
Okay, you're coming into the time. You're coming mm-hmm. into the time now. Yep, you're at that age. Once you hit 40s, boy, the angels are going to really start working with you, and they are. So it's like
yeah.
all this good that you feel, the angels are like, thank you, we love you, we're going to validate you, we're validating. You know, when you awaken, you're validating yourself.
And I am woke.
You know that? That's right. When
am?
You awaken, you're validating yourself. You know,
oh,
if you see
wow.
somebody, come on, Tay, if you see somebody, you know what? Something ain't right about that heifer. I know it. I know
and
it, but
comes
I can't put
to
my fingers
right
on it.
Away.
Okay. But it'll come to you, and this is what I'm telling you, validating. You can see it. It might even mention it. Well, it may not. But you'll be validated like, that gummit, I was right. Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yes. Yes.
You were so yes. on point, and it's exactly like that. It's like I get premonitions, and they come true. And it's like it's been coming so full force on me, sometimes I get scared.
Well, right
and
now, you could get overwhelmed.
I am.
And at times, okay, there's a meeting going on in your house. That's why the angel has got her wings out. She's telling me there's a lot of angels around you right now,
oh.
male and female. There's one. Did your grandfather pass? There's an older man. He's just smiling. He's standing like about
yes,
3 feet behind
his
you.
Name.
To your,
yeah, he
to your
been,
left.
He was my best friend. His name is
okay,
Ollie.
He's smiling. He's there right now. But it's a whole bunch of them in there. I mean,
oh my God.
He's smiling. He's happy for you, but it's an angel. So if your room, now I see why the angel's got her wings out. She's not only protecting you. She's here like, yeah, we are here and in effect. You're here
and I
with
feel
you.
That protection throughout my day. Like if I'm driving too fast, it's like something to get in front of me and slow me down. Or if
yes,
I'm walking
ma'am.
Too fast, it'll put me in my
yes,
track.
Ma'am.
Or and I'm telling you, when I tell you this journey I'm on, I know it's my time.
Listen, talk to your angels anytime. Talk to your grandfather
mm-hmm.
anytime. Anytime you don't understand something, just go to your angel and say, look, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of confused about this fool over here, so what y'all say? Tell me, you know.
I think
you don't have to
did.
Go into no spiritual, all that Catholic and stuff. You just speak it, you know.
But see,
if you go in the kitchen and burn yourself, you'd be, okay, good.
And see,
I did good recently.
And closed everything off, and I was like, do you see someone coming in my life soon? Am I going to meet someone? Because I don't close everything off of it.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to be spiritual.
He is?
He's
going to
be spiritual,
want.
Too. Oh, yeah, because your mate has got to match you. Remember, we're mirrors.
That's right.
So he's going to have to match you, the guy that you're going to be with. So, yeah, he's spiritual, too. Now, that's not saying he's a reverend, a bishop, or
perfect.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
But I mean
mm-hmm.
spiritual in that he believes in praying. He believes that there is a God. And
that's
he believes if he holds your hand, let's pray together that it will come
about.
Come
on, now.
That kind
come
of
on,
man.
Come on, you're going to get me to jumping up.
Well,
that's what I pray for because I don't be on social media. I just take care of my kids and I work and I do what I'm supposed to do. And I just don't want that. I want somebody that's real, like me. I don't want it.
You want the, I'm going to tell you, like my daughter, my youngest daughter tells me, Mom, I'm going to marry the man that God designed for
I'm trying
me.
To tell you.
And that's
I don't
what's
want
coming
what
for
the
you.
Devil don't give me. Aw. Do you have a
remember,
time
I said earlier in the show, this year is
mm-hmm.
a year of magic, a year of
I
miracles, and it's a year
I
of achievements.
That.
You will achieve.
That.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am, you
on.
Will. And the magic is your
it.
Angels all around you, and the miracles is like, I can't believe that just happened. Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
And sometimes I have to brace myself and jump back and be like, wait a minute. I didn't even see that coming. And they tell you sometimes you have to thank God for what you don't see. And That's me. And if he protected me behind my back, I can imagine what's in front of me that I'm going to see. I'm ready.
You know what? Do this in the morning. Two things.
Ma'am.
When you get up in the morning, I forgive myself. I love
mm-hmm.
myself. And I thank
okay.
you, highest good, or thank you, God, whatever you want to say. Why I say forgive
mm-hmm.
yourself? Because you don't know
mm-hmm.
what the day holds. No matter what
that's
it is,
right.
we all come short. But whatever
that's
it is
right.
you're asking for, you walked out that front door, forgive me. love me. Love me, because if don't nobody else love me, God, I hope you do. And then
come
the third
on,
one. And the third one, thank you. Whatever
okay.
the day holds, no matter good, bad, indifferent, ugly, beautiful, pretty, jump on it, I don't care. Thank you.
Okay.
Whatever the day holds, you done covered yourself. Then, because you're spiritual now, I got to tell you this because the angels want me to tell you. Before you walk out your front door, you are
yes.
covered in white light from the
Come
top
on.
Of your head
Woo!
To the
you're
bottom of your feet, and no negativity can enter therein.
Oh, my
I
God, you're going to give me the running. I hear you. I have a mind of an elephant. I hear you. Trust me, this is going to play in my mind the minute I get off the phone with you. And I'm in joy. I'm joy.
Okay. Okay, so you know, when you get up, forgive me, I love myself, and thank you, God. Second one,
thank
cover
you,
me
God.
In white light.
Okay.
You know, from the top of my head to the bottom of my toe. And the third thing is
mm-hmm.
you can do this as you're driving to work or taking the kids,
okay.
whatever, 10
mm-hmm.
times. Thank
okay.
you, highest good. I thank you, highest good. I thank you, highest good. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll just do it 10 times. Now, if you don't want to say highest good, maybe you want to say thank you, God. That's cool. I don't, you
mm-hmm.
know, everybody has their religion or whatever, but highest good,
right.
I know can't go wrong. But anyway.
That's right. That, no way around it.
Yep.
Ain't nowhere around
that.
It.
Highest good. Yes, right. 10 times and go on about your way. And I guarantee you that a lot of stuff that will bother you, it won't, because it will be
and
at bay.
And that's how
you're
it
protected.
Is right now, because I used to have a temper back in the day. But now that I'm older, I have learned that sometimes silence and be still, it'll get you a long ways better than reacting to every single thing. And so
that's true. I got to ask you, Tay, you got a daughter?
I have daughters. I have three.
One of your daughters is going to be famous by the time she's 18. Well, just mark that in your Bible.
That's my
mark
little
in your Bible.
Girl.
But the angels told me right now, they said you have
no,
a female child that will be famous at 18 years old.
Lord, have mercy.
Okay.
That's my
so
one that.
They didn't say which one. I just, when they give me
the
information,
the only one
I give
that's
y'all.
18, that's one that's going to be 18 in 2 years. She grew up without a father or nobody around her, and she wasn't supposed to be here because I was homeless at the time I had her. And
yeah.
I've been by her side from day one, and I was like, if I got to do this by myself, that's what I'm going to do. And I've been there. And she,
well,
she so.
No, go ahead. That's all good. I'm telling you, the angels are around. You know what? If you weren't doing all this good, the angel that has her wings spread behind you wouldn't be there. Your grandfather wouldn't be there. And all the other angels that are sitting around there. They're just, you know, they're just smiling. They're so happy.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to do the right thing. I've always done the wrong thing, but now I don't want to do wrong no more. I want to do right. I know nothing's going to be perfect, but I know if I, with God's grace and mercy, I'll be all right.
Of course you will. Of course you will. You're at that age, honey. They're all coming in. So look for spiritual gifts to start coming to you, too.
Okay.
Okay, because
okay.
that's one of the blessings
okay.
that they're giving you. Yeah, because
oh, wow.
like I said, you came to help and teach people. So don't be surprised if you know something before it happens. Or maybe you're
I
talking
do.
To a girlfriend,
I,
you know what she's going to say before she answers.
I do.
Okay.
I have death warnings. I have all kinds of stuff that's been scaring me. But some telling me
okay, don't,
have a little voice be saying, don't be afraid. I'm giving this to you. I'm
yep.
letting you know this. And a lot of people cling to me at work, and I don't know why. And I'll be like, what the heck? Even residents. I work in a nursing home. Even residents
yeah.
do. So
because they can
amazing.
See your spirit and your essence, hey? Let me tell you something. I tell people this
yes,
all
ma'am.
The time. An animal and a little child from 1 to 3 can see your
mm-hmm.
essence and your spirit. If you pick up an animal,
mm-hmm.
or before you can pick it up, the animal's like, rawr, rawr, he's barking at you, or the cat is going, ee! Something about you ain't right. okay,
yeah.
Or a little child, and I teach people this, or a little child, you say, oh, what a pretty baby, and you pick the baby up, and that baby gets to screaming and hollering, something about you ain't right.
That's right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
When that child
Absolutely.
Is loving, or they're just smiling as you holding it, your spirit in essence is good. If an animal, they say, oh, it's okay, it's not going to, and it don't bother you. That's because
right.
your spirit and your essence is good. Okay?
Oh, my God. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
The quickest thing. I always tell people, you want to know about a person, take an animal around them or take a little baby. That baby will let you know because they can feel it. They're pure. There's nothing
yeah.
that's there. They're pure spirit. Yeah. So just
oh,
think
wow.
about that. Okay. Girl, I got to move on. I got other calls.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Anyway, let me know how
you
doing, Kay. But let me tell you from me as a spiritual woman, God bless
yes.
you, and I thank you as being another spiritual worker on this earth. They help us
oh.
to, you know, shit, get better, you know. That
Absolutely.
We can live on this earth in love, not in hate and all that kind of stuff.
That's
so thank
right.
you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. Have a wonderful week. And thanks for calling. Okay. Next caller, area code, where am I at? Yeah. Area code 978. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Kay. Was the other woman's name
Hi,
Kay,
Kay,
too?
Hi, how's my friend doing, girl?
Good. I steal all your posts. You know that. You post the funniest stuff. And I said, oh, this is good. I got to put it on my Facebook page now. Oh, good.
You
really?
Know I'm a nut.
Yeah, you are a nut. And, but anyway...
Wait, before you ask the question, let me tell you this. The angels are telling me that your foot is going to get better or it's healing. Did you hurt your foot? Because they're telling me right now it's going to get better now. Or bump
Lennis,
your foot or something?
So much going on. I had back surgery, and my balance is off, and I walk like a drunk. And that was last December. Since then, I can't walk up. Day is I have a chairlift in my apartment where I could still, even in pain prior, climb stairs, a curb. I can't even climb a curb, and I found out I have permanent nerve damage in both legs. But no lawyer will take my case. So I'm looking at probably going with a spinal cord stimulator. First they do the trial and see if it's going to help my muscles and my legs. And if
right.
it does, they do the permanent where they put the battery in your back with leads and they close you up and you live with that and you have a remote. Like TENS, you know, TENS. Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
Right. I've heard about something similar to that. And it'll take the pain away, but it'll enable you to walk.
I
yeah.
need to, I don't know, it, we're hoping it's going to help me walk without losing balance.
Right,
I
right.
go from my bed to my sofa for a year, and I'm so fed up. But I also see a cardiologist Tuesday, and this is my other question. Well, you brought the foot up. My question was, I'm having this, and it's frightening me. My heart rate is fast. I have high blood pressure. My cholesterol is through the roof. My doctor never saw anyone. Mine's like 400. I kid you not. And I'm getting this numbness in my neck to the top of my left neck, like near the collarbone. And
okay.
I didn't know what you pick up. I'm seeing a cardiologist, but I have an idea. It could be something else, but I didn't know if you get the same thing I get. Should I tell you what I'm thinking?
I'm asking, and they're saying this is all coming from your back, not your heart, but, you know, your
you don't see
shoulder,
the
whatever,
huh?
Yeah. No, it's not thyroid. I feel that. Yeah, that's all coming from your back on the side. Now, your heart, no, I'm not getting thyroid. I got it. They're showing, okay, now the angels are showing me, you, Kate, it's your back that's causing that.
Well, the thing is, it's your
now
cervical
your heart,
spine,
that
is your
doesn't
neck.
Have to do with your back.
No, but I had my cervical spine operated on in 2011, and the same doctor did my back last December. And I have titanium in my neck. And I was having numbness down my arm and my hands, didn't know what it was. I went to see a neurologist, a neurosurgeon, and he wanted to operate the same day. I said no, because I have to have the left lobe of my thyroid out. That's my first surgery. This was in 2011. So then
okay.
I went to another doctor, and he's the one who said we should put the thing in your back, the battery thing. But he doesn't think my neck, see, when he looked at my neck x-rays, my cervical spine, he didn't see it really compressing on any nerves. But that was like 2 months ago. Now I'm having all these other symptoms. So I don't know if it's my thyroid causing it, my heart, or what. Or my cervical spine. My cervical is right at my neck.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I'm not getting anything on your thyroid gland. I'm
okay.
asking the angels, and it's just blank. There's nothing coming there. And your heart, they're telling you stress. You got to calm yourself down, but I know you're worried about
the palpitations.
Your body. Yeah. So
well,
that's,
I'm anxious.
Stress.
And I'm depressed because
yeah.
of this. They changed my antidepressant. I've been in the house for a year without a car. I had to sell it, Lennis, because the doctor who did my back surgery said you can't shovel. Now, that was last December. I sold
boy.
My Volvo, my only car. Now, I don't even know how I'm going to afford a car again. My mom gave me that before she went in a nursing home.
Yeah, oh boy. You know what? I know money's not the best, but would you do this for me, find a holistic doctor?
I don't believe in it because I've done it before.
You don't?
And I felt
oh,
worse
you did?
Off.
Okay.
I felt worse, and my dad was a pharmacist, so I'm used to traditional medicine. My son,
okay.
the one with autism, became a pharmacist in May, and so I'm used to traditional medication.
Okay. That's all right. That's
but
fine.
Do you think the cardiologist will give me, is he going to order some tests, I hope, at least?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, because they want to see
and
if
I'll
there's any
a,
blockages in there. Yeah, in
that's
your heart.
That's what I'm
so, yeah,
afraid of.
Why?
Because my cholesterol is like 400, and they can't get
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, but you don't have to have heart surgery.
Drugs.
Kate, they can give you some medication, some pills that will help dissolve the plaque that's in your arteries as far as your heart. I don't see them operating, but I do see them maybe giving you medication to help dissolve the plaque.
Are they
going to
find a blockage?
I don't think so much a blockage as a plaque in your arteries that needs to be cleaned up, where it could cause a blockage. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah.
But for right now, I think it's
a pill for that.
To dissolve the plaque? Well, I don't know. That's what I'm getting. You know, look, you know, every day there's something new in the medical industry that's come out or tried or whatever. But, yeah, I get that there's a pill that they're going to give you to clean the plaque out, get the plaque out. So you're going to be going back because they're going to look at that again, I think, after 90 days and see how it's doing.
How
you're
doing. Do you think the cholesterol will go down and the palpitations will stop? They're frightening, those palpitations. I get them every day.
Yeah.
And I'm on medication for them.
Yeah, well, we've got to get your mind somewhere else so you can relax and not worry so much about your body. You get your mind on
you're
something
right.
else. I know it's not easy being in the house all day. It curtails your going and coming. Well, your heart is not in bad shape. Like I said, they're showing me I see pills to relinquish
oh,
some
of
the
pills.
Plaque. I know. And please, Kate, when you do, oh, I got to go. God, there's five calls. Kate, please when they give you these medications, for me, just for me, do this, ask them, does it marriage with your other medication?
Oh, I'm
when they're
I'm
like, oh, okay, we're
going to
give you this
myself.
Does it go with this stuff? That yes, because if not, it's
yeah.
going to cause more problems in your body.
All right.
Okay.
But you think the back stimulator will work, the battery, when they put it in?
Yeah.
Get my legs,
I see you're releasing pain, yeah, and helping you to walk.
It's not bad
yeah.
so much. I got to walk right, and it's in for life.
Yeah. Yeah, I do see that helping you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, honey. Thanks, honey.
Okay.
I'll talk to you
later. Let me know.
Later.
Give me a call. Yeah, let me know after this week what's going on. Give me a call. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code, 610. Area code 610, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
I just call back just to listen, that's all. I just got a reading from
okay.
you already.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Thanks so much
let me
for
get
your
you
reading.
There. Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome. Okay, area code 386, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus, this is Cindy. How are you doing?
Hi, Cindy. I am doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. How can I help you today, young lady?
Well, I would really just, I'm just a little stressed about in a court date coming up tomorrow. Just, I mean, I'm not in any trouble or anything. It's a civil case, but I just, the other parties have filed some false documents and just kind of doing what they want to do, small town, do with, you know, get by, they get by with it.
I see the judge
it, this
getting
is like
pissed
a,
at your people, not you. The other people, I see the judge getting pissed. I almost can hear a curse word.
Really?
He's not.
Yeah,
he's, well,
as of
I'll
yet,
you,
I have
I
not
mean,
been invited to one hearing, and this is the final hearing now, and they claim they invited me to the last one and they ordered against me because I didn't show up and I had filed a motion for a rehearing and reconsideration of judge's order. So they didn't invite me, obviously. And I just, the only notice I got was after they ordered against me because I didn't show up. So.
Okay. Well, you're going to be at this one, correct? Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
This is the only one they've invited
the
me to because they figured this
be
wraps it up
with
getting
the other
a judgment.
Party.
Okay, well, that's nice to know because I wasn't sure
and I,
how
but
much
I'm
of
tell
it
you
was
why
them
he's
friends
be upset.
With the judge. Okay.
Okay, well, he's going to be upset because he's tired of the games that have been played, and that's why this judge is going to be upset. That's why I thought I heard him cursing, and I know you can't curse in court, but he's tired of the games that's being played. The other folks, not you, so you know what's going to happen. Everything will get ruled in your favor.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I was just
yes.
concerned that he was just going to continue on ruling in their favor because
no.
I kind of thought
it.
They knew they could get by with it because he was friends with the attorney they're using who has is just playing
no.
little lawyer games by not inviting me to hearings and things and falsifying
yep.
documents and stuff like that.
No. Part of his ruling, I think 75%
I
of it is going to be in your favor, Cindy. I just think, yeah, the angels are saying 75%, but my guys are saying 100%, but it will be in your favor, and it's because of their actions and their behavior that he's sick of it and he's tired of it, so he's going to give you whatever it is that you want.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So it works in your behalf. So sometimes a delay can be beneficial. Sometimes it can be bad.
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's beneficial.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to do
right,
fine.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Go in there with your head held high and know that you're going to win. And just let them do their thing, and then the judge will give his ruling in your favor. But they did it to themselves,
okay.
not you. Yeah, yep, yep,
yeah,
yep.
they're just file, you know, falsifying documents, and the real document was already filed in the court record. So, I mean, it's like I don't have to prove it. It's not like it's he said, she said, it's already filed in the court. I mean, they
well,
just figured I wouldn't hire an attorney and contest it so nobody would ever know and they could just do what they wanted. But
well,
I,
I'm glad you stepped
you know,
up because it's going to be in your favor now.
That makes me feel
it's
a lot
be in
better
your favor now.
Because I was
and you should
concerned.
Yeah, that's
what
I said,
continue
going in with your head held high. And just
yeah
listen.
I mean,
just
I know legally
head
what
head
they should do, but I just didn't know if they were friends with, you know. So
yeah,
they were
well,
trying
don't,
to cover
don't,
stuff up because it was their buddy, so they were just letting them get by with it.
Yeah, well, no more.
Good. Wow.
No more.
Well, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Yes, that's your first
it
miracle
makes me
for
feel
this
a
year
lot better.
Okay.
Good. I could use some. Yes. Can I ask you one more question, or is that are you,
no, I got
you have
two more people
waiting.
Waiting in. I only
okay
got 15 minutes
okay
of airtime. Yeah, but you can
okay
call back. Well, listen,
okay,
I'll be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cindy, we're on tomorrow
okay
at 6 p.m. Yeah, so call me back
okay
tomorrow. It's okay.
I
all
will.
Right,
I will, because I'll let you know what happened tomorrow in court. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. All,
all
right right.
Bye-bye.
Thank
thanks
you. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Okay, let's try and get these two callers in. Area code 630, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dion. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry. What is your name again? It sounded pretty, but I didn't catch it.
Dion. I was named after Dion Warwick.
Dion. Okay, I got you. All right. Well, good afternoon, Dion. Welcome to the show. And Happy New Year's. How may we help you?
Happy New Year. I have somebody I've been talking to who's like I met through my work. He's actually a customer of mine. He has a girlfriend, okay? So he claims like he just wants to be friends with me. But it was just kind of weird because we've been talking for like a couple of months or whatever. And then he offered to try to help me reconcile with somebody from my past. And I just think it's kind of weird that, like, at first I thought maybe this gentleman had, like, intentions towards me, and then I'm like, well, no, because he's got a girlfriend that he lives with. So why does he
what's
just
his
seem
first
so
name,
eager
Dion
to help me? Jose.
Mm-hmm. Jose? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Whoa. I got a headache real quick. The top of my forehead on the right-hand side. That's not good. Ooh. All right, Mr. Jose, what are you up to? Oh, Mr. Player, Player. Yes, he's living with a woman, and yes, he wants to talk to you too. Player, Player. Okay, let's just get this straight. Number one, we don't ship where we eat. Number one. Number two, he's already involved with somebody. Don't get persuaded to be, of not being Dion who you are. Be true to yourself. You know that is, that's not going. I can tell you right now it's not going. Jose is a player. Or as the kids say, player, player? Yeah. So, no, that's not you. By no means, Dion. You're better than that anyway. Why are you settling for less? You're a queen. You don't never look down. You always look up, young lady. Right?
Well, I agree with you. Thank you for that. I didn't know what
well,
his intentions were with. Why did he say he wanted to help me reconcile with this gentleman from my past? Like, I thought maybe those two were in cahoots with each other, but I do have a tendency to kind of go out there.
I wouldn't believe it.
Oh, like he was just lying about that?
Call manipulation. Is that better? I think that's the word I'll use. Manipulation is the word for today, kids. Yeah. That's a no. I mean, be friends. If you just want to talk, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 fine. Anything other than that, no. Period.
So he was lying about trying to help me reconcile with the person from my past?
I think he had true feelings to
so
do that,
weird.
But he had an alternative to that, an agenda. How was it going to benefit
okay
him? Oh, well, it didn't work out, so, you know, I tried to help you, so why don't we try and work together? Okay, no man goes back to help you. Is he a minister? A counselor?
No.
An advocate?
See, that's my
All right then.
Too.
Don't believe
right.
that bullshit. It's bullshit. Come on, Dion. Come on.
Okay.
It's bullshit. You're better than that, girl. Stop it. I can see
okay,
you.
I mean,
you
I
are
just
much
haven't...
better than that. You're a queen.
Yeah, but I'm alone, and I don't want to be alone.
Okay, I can
I'm not
understand
saying
that.
Go down the road of, like, you know, being with somebody who's a player. That I totally, that's the reason why it didn't work out with the last guy I was with, you know? But I just, it's always like, well, is am I ever going to end up with anybody then? And, like, is it going to be 20 years from now?
No, it doesn't have to be. Once you love yourself, a man will come. When you love yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically, the man will come. And when the man comes, the way that you love you is the way that you want him to love you.
Right.
Okay. So if it's just a sexual thing, that's all you're going to get is sex. If it's just somebody to go out and have dinner with and like that, then that's all you're ever going to get. But if you're looking to get married or you want a relationship, then it starts with you. You got to love you first.
I
yeah.
know, but it's like also some people just have better luck with that than others, though. I do love myself. I do believe I do everything to make myself happy and to make myself pretty and buy myself nice things and date myself. But,
yay.
You know, there's also
that
like,
makes me happy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then the man will come, but Jose ain't it. But the man will come. You should call back tomorrow night. Nina, I'm sure, will be here with me tomorrow night. Maybe the two of us can look in your future and see what man is coming up, you know, a possibility you might meet. So, and
okay.
if you drink coffee, please stop by a coffee shop in the morning.
I do
and
drink
just
coffee.
Notice. Well, stop by a coffee shop in the morning. I want you to just notice. Put your female antennas up. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just notice. Notice
okay.
people looking at you and you looking at them, okay?
Okay.
It's
I'm
a good
like,
thing.
Okay.
But anyway, just like I said, have a cup of coffee in the morning. Stop at Starbucks or Best or wherever you may go. And just look. Get your coffee, but don't rush. Just get your coffee. Go over there to that little counter and put your little sugar, whatever in. Look around. Look around at the people in there. You might see somebody.
Okay.
When you least expect it, Dion. When you least expect it. This is why I'm telling you. I want things to be a surprise for you, to be a mystery, but I want you to get out there, right? Okay. You don't have to go to clubs
okay.
and all that. It can be something mild. Yeah.
No, I'm
maybe even go
don't
furniture shopping. Let me tell you one more thing. Maybe even go furniture shopping. Not saying that you need furniture right now, but you just window shopping. Just, you know, see what's the newest styles for 2019 and furniture or, you know, what's going around. Okay? You don't have to buy,
okay.
but you can go in and look. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Dion. You'll be calling me back. Let me know.
I will. I'll call you. I'll
okay.
call tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful week, okay? And thanks for calling. Love ya. Okay, one more I can get in. Area code 386. Who's this?
This is Cindy. I've already spoke with you, and it cut me off after the call, so I just called back in to listen to the rest of the show.
Oh, okay, that's fine. You sure can. You sure can.
Thank
okay,
you.
I'll put you on. You're most welcome. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you because I know we're getting down to the 3-minute mark here for the show. I just want to tell everybody thank you. Thank you for calling in today. I know we were gone for 2 weeks. We're back and in effect now, and this was the first show for the year. And believe me when I tell you, it is my honor and my privilege to answer your questions. I enjoy doing that. It's just my way of, you know, giving back. God bless me with a gift, and I believe you should share your gifts, and in a good way, right? Okay, because when you're blessed, I don't mean you go out and act a fool. You go out and help somebody and pass that love and goodness along to the next person. So maybe one day this will be a much better world than what it is right now. Okay, well, let's see. I want to do one more prayer before I close out. And I apologize if the chat room was not open today. Like I said, Nina's in the process of selling her house, and I know it was some people coming over today, so I'm sure she'll be with us tomorrow. What else? Okay. So, yeah, that was it. Oh, and remember, before I say the prayer, the new moon started Saturday on the 5th, so put those intentions out there, everybody, what you'd like to see happen for the month of January. And then the 20th of this month, January 20th, is the full moon, and that's also the super blood moon. I will talk about that probably on the show, but I'm going to do an article about that in the newsletter. So don't forget to go into theessenceofsuccess.net, our website, so you can receive the newsletter every month. Okay, one more prayer. We release all karmic density, all that bad shit, okay? We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and our future. We release all karmic density from the earth, the moon, the sun, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Mars, whatever, from the planets. We release all karmic density from our energy and our vibrations that we live with every day. We also release all karmic density from this timeline that we are living, from this dimension and this multiverse, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. And then one more. Every day, our wills create 100% vibration and energy. Feel that, encompass that. Every day, our will creates pineal gland power. Every day, our will creates infinity of love. Every day, our wills create soul nourishment. And every day our will creates financial abundance. So be it, our wills be done here and now in the most benevolent of outcomes. Thank you, everybody. You know that I love you, each and every one of you, and I do pray for you. And I hope that you have a beautiful, wonderful week in your life. And don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be back at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, for psychic Monday night psychic readings. All right, y'all have a good one. And again, I love you. I care for you. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, dadgummit, I do. All right. All right, see you tomorrow night at 6.
Saying all we need to say, there's endless possibility in the mood. Can make your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine to lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find us together in a love that's just begun. By the time this night is over, two hearts are gonna fly to the heavens above, and we get closer and closer and closer. By the time this night is over, let's take a slow and easy ride. Just lay back and let love take us over. Magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.